From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from NPR studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, baby cuts. I'm Mike Pasca.
And I'm Rachel Martin. It's Tuesday, May 27th, 2008. Baby cuts? Explain, please.
Well, I gave my little boy Milo a little haircut last night.
Oh, that's cute. Do you do that a lot?
Well, no. Apparently, according to my wife, you need certain applications. You need permission.
You have to be licensed baby cutter?
Yeah, you cannot just go in with a pair of scissors and say, you can't see, snip, snip, now you can see. That is not allowed.
Why?
And as
what
a result, happened? My wife will not be talking to me for 2 weeks.
Well, did you make Milo look bad? He's so
cute. I don't
think so. Did
I
you
think
ruin
could,
him?
I think he could sustain a little snip, snip here and a snip, 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 snip there. But of course, you know, the Wizard of Oz was my barbering school. Nah, I just took the little curls out. But she said, I love his curls.
And curls are cute.
And I explained to her, you see, when you cut a kid's hair, the curls are the first to go. It curls at the end. I'm just trying to, you know, save him from the John Cougar Mellencamp lifestyle where you're looking out
of... I think it's cute that
looking out of half a head of hair.
I think it's cute that you even tried.
Yeah,
it's very
that's
sweet.
Right. Okay, I'll talk to you in 2 weeks.
Okay, coming up on the show today, the National Trust for Historic Preservation released its list of endangered places. One of them is right in our own backyard. We're going to talk about the list coming up on the show.
And it's New Music Tuesday. Al Green has a new record.
Love him.
Yeah, so do Usher and Cindy Lauper. I'm waiting.
Not so much.
Yeah. Lizzie Goodman from Blender Magazine is here to review the new releases.
And there are like a gazillion books about how to deal with cancer, specifically breast cancer. And now there's a new one that's a little snarkier than most books about cancer. It's called Five Lessons I Didn't Learn from Breast Cancer, parenthetical reference, and one big one that I did. It's a really good book, really provocative. I started reading it. I was kind of annoyed. I got to the end, and I totally loved it. I thought it was great. We'll chat with the author. We'll get the day's news headlines in just a minute. But first...
Director Sidney Pollack has died. The Academy Award winner was diagnosed with cancer about 9 months ago and died yesterday afternoon in his home in Los Angeles. He was 73 years old.
Pollack directed some of the most successful films of the 1970s and 80s and directed Hollywood's top actors for more than 30 years. He won Oscars for producing and directing the 1986 epic Out of Africa, starring Meryl Streep and Robert Redford, one of the 7 times that Pollack and Redford worked together.
Pollack was adept at all genres and worked with so many different actors. Sally Field and Paul Newman in Absence of Malice, Barbara Streisand in The Way We Were, Jane Fonda in They Shoot Horses, Don't They, Robert Mitchum in The Yakuza, and Tom Cruise in The Firm.
But Pollack may be best known for his 1982 comedy Tootsie, starring Dustin Hoffman. Pollack was nominated for Best Director for that film. He often took small acting roles in his movies as well. And in Tootsie, he played the frustrated agent to Dustin Hoffman's struggling actor.
You played a tomato for 30 seconds. They went a half a day over schedule because you wouldn't sit down.
Yes, it wasn't logical.
You were a tomato! A tomato doesn't have logic!
Great bit.
That's one nutty hospital. Last fall, Pollack co-produced Michael Clayton, which got 7 Oscar nominations. In that film, he also played law firm boss Marty Bach opposite George Clooney.
You got something everybody wants. You have a niche. And if it's nostalgia, oh boy, you should have seen me when I was a DA back in Queens. Let me give you a serious piece of advice. Leave it there. God forbid you're not as good as you remember, because I've seen that happen too.
Pollack actually started off as an actor and made the switch to directing in the early 60s after Burt Lancaster told him that was where his true talents lie. In a 2000 interview with NPR, Pollack explained how he directs actors.
The real directing work happens while they're in their own trailers, and I'll go back and forth from one trailer to another trailer and talk to each one alone and not necessarily tell the other one what I've said. It isn't really a trick. It's just... what happens in acting is when two people don't know what's coming next, they become very dependent upon each other. And that's a lot of what good acting is. When you get in a scene with somebody and really listen, because you honestly don't know, like life, what's coming next, the connection is palpable.
Pollock's last screen appearance was in Maid of Honor, a romantic comedy currently in theaters starring Patrick Dempsey. Sydney Pollack is survived by his wife Claire, two daughters, and six grandchildren.
Now let's get more of the day's news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.